So, I've come to realize that New York City, really early in the morning or really late, not really late at night, but, you know, like rush hour, we completely and utterly lose any sort of manners or politeness or common decorum. This morning, I sit down on the E train, or try to sit down on the E train, and some guy just, like, runs, like, literally, like, jogs to get to the seat before I could. Which was, you know, rude, because where I come from, you know, 60 miles east of Manhattan, you kind of let a lady do things first. You know, you let a lady in a door first. You let them sit down first. I mean, we're not the most polite, you know, chivalrous people either, but really, you have to run to go sit on the train? Really? So, everyone kind of squished over a bit so that I could sit down too, which was very kind of, you know, the lady who was sitting on the other side. And so I'm sitting there, and people file in, and there's this guy sitting direct or standing directly in front of me, which is already kind of embarrassing because, you know, when a guy is standing in front of you and you're sitting, you're kind of not really in a very good line of sight. But, yeah, this guy had his hand in his pocket, and I'm not even joking, he was just scratching his balls the entire time from Penn Station to Lexington and 53rd. The entire time. I started counting, and then decided I couldn't count anymore because, oh my god, it was literally, like, just every 3 seconds. At least I hope that's what he was doing. He had his hand in his pocket, and all of a sudden his crotch started moving, so I'm assuming he was scratching his balls. If it was anything else, I couldn't even. I'm getting, like, red and blushing just thinking about it. Anyway, so my advice to you, New York City, is to be a little less horrible in the morning. There are those of us who are very polite and say, excuse me, and, you know, try to move out of everyone's way when they're rushing past, like, a herd of buffalo. It might make everyone's morning slightly more pleasant. And that is my audio boo of the day.